Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hello, and welcome to this Brought to You By bonus episode. I'm Charlie Herman. We know that a lot of you are stuck inside right now, and actually, so are we. I'm recording this in my living room instead of our studio at Business Insider. And since producers Sarah Wyman and Julia Press aren't here physically, I've had to rope in a new production assistant. Molly, say hi. She could be our mascot. Anyway, while we're working on new episodes, we've been fielding your customer service questions and product misplacement stories. We've loved hearing from so many of you over the past couple of weeks, including some great posts in our Facebook group and emails about brands that are making a mark in your lives, especially now. And speaking of that, a couple of months ago, we got a customer service question from a listener. Poor guy's been on hold for a while now. He was driving back from an electronic music festival. Remember those? Live concerts? Anyway, he had this very specific craving.
Thank you for calling customer service, where we answer all your burning questions about brands. This call may be recorded for podcast purposes.
Hi, it's brought to you by customer service. Can I have your name, please?
Yeah, it's Orm Dominique.
Hey, Orm, what can I help you with today?
Well, I'm trying to get down to the history of Hidden Valley Ranch. We were just at a big music festival in Las Vegas, and they had to shut it down due to high winds. So we're on the bus ride back to civilization, and we started talking about all of the awesome, you know, snacks and stuff that we had back at the house that we were going to console ourselves with. And we started talking about condiments, and then everyone's mentioning what their favorite is, you know, ketchup, mustard, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, someone says ranch dressing, and we're like, yes, that's like universally the best thing ever. And we didn't have any at the Airbnb that we were staying at, so we ran to a store and grabbed specifically Hidden Valley Ranch because there's no substitute for that specific type of ranch. And then we were like, you know, where exactly is the Hidden Valley? I mean, obviously there's got to be some reason it's called the Hidden Valley Ranch and why it's called ranch dressing in the first place.
And is there a ranch there?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, I have no idea, but let me find somebody who does. So if you can just stay on the line for just a moment.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Orm.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, so I think I found someone who does have the answer for you on this. Orm, I want you to meet Julia Press. She's one of the producers on our show.
Hey, Orm.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. I have been diving into the question of Hidden Valley Ranch. Where is this dressing from? Is there a Hidden Valley? Is there a ranch in the Hidden Valley? And I have some answers for you.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
All right, so the Hidden Valley Ranch story starts in the 1950s with a guy named Steve Henson. He was working as a plumbing contractor in Alaska, where perishable ingredients like garlic and onions and herbs and dairy were hard to find. And he was creating a dressing that he could feed to his work crews, and he was piecing together what he had there. So that was dried garlic and onion powder, dried herbs, powdered buttermilk, which I didn't even know existed. And he creates this dressing. Now, Henson is such a successful contractor that he's able to retire at age 35.
Wow, that's a good contractor.
Yeah, he was doing pretty well for himself. And so at this point, he and his wife moved to Santa Barbara. But naturally, he's retired at 35.
Yeah, what do you do when you're 35 and you don't really
have a lot of time?
That's a lot of time left on your hands.
Yeah, exactly. So naturally, he gets pretty bored. And he decides to buy a ranch. He and his wife buy the Sweetwater Ranch in the San Marcos Pass, which is north of Santa Barbara in California. And he decides to name it, drumroll please, Hidden Valley Ranch.
Ta-da!
Wow. Oh, man. So it's really a place. That's fantastic.
At the time, Hidden Valley Ranch was a dude ranch. So it was focused. Right. So they had tourism and activities like fishing and riding. And they also did feed their guests home-cooked meals.
Chicken wings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Apparently they had a steakhouse. And they actually sent guests home with Henson's dressing as a souvenir in little mayo jars because people loved it so much. And it became so popular that they started packaging the dry ingredients and then mailing them to customers to add to their own buttermilk or mayonnaise and make their own DIY ranch dressing.
Wow.
The ranch today is actually not used for ranch dressing, sadly. He sold the ranch in the early 70s, and he actually sold the product, too, to Clorox in 1972. So you can no longer actually go to the Hidden Valley Ranch to taste Hidden Valley Ranch.
Sort of like, in a way, it is hidden because it may actually be out there, but we just don't know exactly which one in the valley it is.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, it's apparently off the main road and used to be marked by just this little wooden sign. So it's always been hard to find. I don't know if you could say it was hidden.
Hard to find Valley Ranch.
I'm scared. Yeah. Valley Ranch.
Yeah, off the beaten path, Valley Ranch.
It's like when you become a superstar, you know, you need to hide yourself away. I mean, obviously, ranch is the superstar of condiments. So, you know, once it becomes a big deal, you got to hide it away.
Yeah, I guess the ranch didn't want the paparazzi on its trail, so it had to hide behind some sunglasses there.
Yeah, it's really difficult when you're a really well-known, famous, very popular condiment.
True. Ketchup has the same problems.
Well, Orm, are you satisfied with your customer service today?
Absolutely. This is going to be, I mean, my friends are going to be so happy that you guys answered this for us because we've been like going back and forth on it forever. So yeah, I really appreciate it.
Orm, where do you live out of curiosity?
I'm in San Francisco.
Oh, so you could definitely take a trip down to try and find the Hidden Valley Ranch.
Oh, I can guarantee you that's going to happen. Actually, as soon as I get off the phone with you guys, I'm going to call my besties that were there with me and we'll be like, yeah, we're going to make a trip definitely to go find the Hidden Valley. I'm sure between the internet and some good sleuthing and your information, we'll probably be able to make it happen. At least we can sit out there, take some photos, have some ranch.
You better keep us up to date and let us know how your search goes.
Absolutely, I will, totally.
Orm, thank you so much for your question.
Thank you very much.
Our customer service line is always open, though wait times do vary. Just call 646-768-4777 or send us an email at btyb@insider.com. We're hoping to do more of these in the weeks to come, so whether you have a question or you just want to say hi, reach out. Have you rediscovered a classic video game in recent weeks? Or maybe you've spent your time wondering how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? It's more than you might think. In the meantime, stay safe and stay healthy. Brought to you by ISA Production of Insider Audio.